That political fight has practical consequences for the man we'll meet next. His name is Felipe Diosdado. He was born in Mexico. These days, he lives in Chicago, Illinois, which is where we found him yesterday. And when did you come to the United States?
I came here in 1997. I was 18 years old.
How did you get here?
I paid somebody to get me here. I paid $2,000 back then.
Someone smuggled him across the border to Douglas, Arizona. He went to Phoenix and caught a flight to Chicago, where his cousins already lived. So why did you come to the United States?
Because there was a really, really hard in Mexico and all my family. And I'm the older brother, and I was trying to help my mom and my dad, you know, with my brothers. That's why I came here.
Today, he's the father of two boys, 11 and 9, both American citizens. Now, let's get real. You may already have a strong opinion of Felipe Diosdado. You might base it on your general views of immigration or of President Obama. But Diosdado is one of many immigrants whose story is a lot more complicated than the stark and polarizing debate about them. For example, we often imagine illegal immigrants in the informal economy, working low-paid jobs for cash. Diosdado says he is quite formally employed. Years ago, he worked in construction, more recently in building maintenance, and now for a heating and cooling company.
I've been paying my taxes all these times, and I've been working in the community, and I'm part of the community.
Even as someone who is undocumented, you've been paying federal taxes?
Yes, that's one of the things. You know, the federal government, the IRS, they give you an ITIN number. ITIN number is especially for pay your taxes. That's what they give you that for.
Meaning you don't have a Social Security number, but the IRS gives you a number that you can use to pay your taxes in the regular way.
Yes, exactly.
You were living with your cousins at the beginning when you first got here. Do you have your own home now?
Yes, I do.
Do you own a house?
Yes.
Was that hard to buy?
Like everybody else, you know, just you got to build credit. Like I told you, with the ITIN number the IRS give me, that's good to build credit, to pay taxes, and to get a bank account, get credit card. You can do all that with the ITIN number, and it's completely legal.
Remember, this was all happening before President Obama's executive action, and so was this. Diosdado nearly got deported. This year, he says he applied for a driver's license. It was under an Illinois program for the undocumented. But he had a record, a past misdemeanor for driving under the influence and a past deportation order. Someone turned him in.
Then I was in custody for a month.
Leaving his American son, Isaac, who is now 11, wondering what would happen next.
I think it was end of February, beginning of March, when they holded my dad. I felt very worried we were going to deport him, deporting our whole family. But now that they give him the year here, I feel a lot better.
A year here. Isaac's dad, Felipe, got a lawyer. He won permission to temporarily stay. His removal from the United States has been delayed for now. That year of grace runs out in 2015. Every immigration case is different, of course, but Felipe Diosdado may prove to be the kind of person who could stay longer under President Obama's executive action.
I won't be afraid anymore to be around, because sometimes I feel afraid just to drive, you know, to get pulled over from the police.
Do you want to be a U.S. citizen?
I wish, yeah. I hope one day I will be.
As you must know very well, the subject of illegal immigration is a matter of great debate in the United States. What, if anything, would you say to Americans who might hear your story and say, well, you know, sounds like a nice guy, but he just shouldn't be here?
You know, I came here just to work, just to try to support my family. And, you know, I do everything the best that I could, close to the law. That's what I've been doing it. And I think this country, the basis on this country is on the immigrants. That's what it is.
I want to ask about something else that is said often in the political debate over this. Some opponents of a path to citizenship for people who are here without documents will say, well, people are entering the United States illegally and claiming all sorts of government benefits once they get here and living an easy life. Are you claiming any particular government benefits?
No. You know what? That's a lie. I don't know anybody to be undocumented and get the benefit from the government directly.
If you are deported, what will your family do?
The kids always say that they don't want to leave me go by myself. They want to come with me, but that's something that I have to decide because it's really, really bad over there right now. It's risky to come over there with the kids.
That's a decision Felipe Diosdado may have to make someday. For now, he's in and out of court. When we found him yesterday, on the very day of President Obama's announcement of his executive action, Diosdado was on his way to an immigration hearing.